Iran tried to distance itself from North Korea's nuclear test today. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad insisted that his country has no nuclear cooperation with Pyongyang. Ahmadinejad added, "We oppose the production, the amassing, and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. But the United States and its allies suspect that Iran is secretly developing atomic weapons of its own. Israel, in particular, would consider an Iranian nuclear weapon an existential threat." Shlomo Brom is a former director of strategic planning for the Israeli Defense Force, and he says that differences are now emerging between Washington and the new government in Israel.
This government argues that there is no possible way of deterring Iran because of the nature of its regime, because it is a radical Islamist regime that is not completely rational.
So how does that put the Israeli government at odds or in sync with the new government here in the United States? Does it see it as an obstacle to what it really feels should be done with Iran?
I wouldn't characterize it like that, because I don't think that Israel would like to deal alone with Iran. Israel would like to solve the problem of Iran in cooperation with the USA and other world powers. So I don't think that you can say in a very simplistic way that Israel looks at the current USA administration as an obstacle. Israel presently, I think, is not familiar enough with this new administration, and it suspects that the Iranians may too easily cheat this administration. And that is, I think, the main concern of Israel at this point of time.
So then what is the outlook of the government of Israel on the administration here in the United States, the Obama administration's approach, perhaps a more patient approach or perhaps a more open approach to Tehran? There are beliefs that Washington might be willing to allow Iran to enrich its own uranium. Israel apparently wants a complete halt in the enrichment process. How are the two sides set up against each other?
Well, if your assumption is that the Iranian regime is not rational, and that means that if they will acquire nuclear weapons, they may use it, then the conclusion is that it should be prevented at any cost. And that may lead to decisions that currently are opposed by the USA.
I wonder if that includes military action, because it was just last week, as you know, that Israel conducted a major military exercise that included the scenario of a war with Iran. Could you envision a situation in which Israel might make some kind of preemptive military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities?
Yes, I could envision. When push will come to shove and the Israeli government will conclude that all the attempts to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power failed, and the only alternative that is left is a military strike, and nobody else is willing to participate in such a military strike, then it's quite possible that Israel will consider to go alone.
And for you, as someone who directed strategic planning for the Israel Defense Force, what's your own feeling about that?
Well, I'm not enthusiastic about it, because I am not sure that this kind of attack will achieve its intended objective, because even if certain facilities are destroyed, they can be rebuilt.
Well, General Brom, we appreciate your thoughts and your time. Shlomo Brom is a senior research associate at Tel Aviv University's Institute for National Security Studies. He was also a brigadier general in the Israeli Defense Force and served as the IDF's director of strategic planning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.